and loose. What a whee!
I need professional help.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sports Betting Weekly, sponsored by EasySportsData.com. The books use data, shouldn't you too? And this is Easy Sports Data, like the preschoolers use. EasySportsData.com.
I win here and I win there. Now what?
Sports Betting Weekly.
What a whee!
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
You should also check out sportsbettinglessons.com. You'll learn some old tricks, because sometimes how you bet is more important than who you bet. sportsbettinglessons.com.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. And you are in it to win it.
Talk about an education.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Wow, winning.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome to Sports Betting Weekly. I am second half Chaz. As always, we're joined by Paolo, and it really is a unique time in sports. We're talking about, Paolo, sporting events with no fans in the stands.
Yeah. It's a time that's shocking, actually. Italy canceling the big games, all the big derbies, and who knows what's going to happen. But it's a time to really just take in stride and see which other games find
right,
some other winners.
They're still playing. I go on Flash Score every week. I've never been on Flash Score. Last year, I think, was the first year, thanks to you, that I started looking at Flash Score. But, oh, my God, there's still a lot of games that are playing. So talk to us. Who do you like?
Let's start off with the Dutch soccer. I like Ajax to win pretty easily this week, and both teams to score over 2.5 goals. I like AZ Alkmaar -1.5 with De Haag and over 2.5 goals. I think Alkmaar this week is going to roll. Then we go to Germany, where I like Bayern Augsburg, both teams to score, odds at 1.95. Moving down to Spain, Barcelona Sociedad, both teams to score, nice odds there also. Then we move to Betis Real, over 2.5 goals, and Real Madrid to win at odds of 1.84. Real last week got the job done, like I predicted in the Derby, at very nice odds in live play, and I look for them to roll this week in a very difficult place to play Betis, but I think they'll get the win. Then we go to England. I like Leeds United to win at 1.4. I think they'll continue their winning ways, moving up closer to being promoted to the Premier League. I like Liverpool-Bournemouth over 2.5 goals. I think this week Liverpool, after two shutouts that they haven't scored, I look for them to break out this week against Bournemouth. That's very weak defensively, and I see goals in this game. I wouldn't be surprised if Liverpool even scores four of them. Another game I like is Tottenham-Burnley, Tottenham +0.5. They've been decimated by injuries, but I still think they can put up a fight and not lose this game in the Asian handicap. And last game in England, the Manchester Derby, Manchester United, Manchester City. I like Manchester City to win at 1.61, and I look at them to get an easy win against Manchester United, even though it's still a derby, but Manchester City's been proving that they're a very tough team, and what they did against Real Madrid, they made a believer out of me that they could even win the championship this year. Moving on to Belgium, I like Anderlecht to win. Then I like Club Brugge, Circle Brugge, over 2.5 goals. Moving to the MLS, where I went perfect last week, 3-0. FC Dallas to win, Portland Timbers to win, Los Angeles FC to win. Moving down to Mexico, Pachuca Laguna, over 2.5 goals, Cruz Azul to win. And we finish off with two games in Singapore, Tanguan United, home United, over 2.5 goals, and home United to win at odds of 2.2. And Tampere Rovers, DPMM, FC, both teams to score. That's what I like this week in soccer.
I need a breather just listening to you say all those plays.
I know. But you saw last week what we did last week with the big one. Like every week we seem to find one play that comes out and just makes the whole weekend perfect. I mean, Liverpool was undefeated in 42 games, and they go into Watford, and you saw that 3-0.
I think the best part of it is, though, if you believe in your handicapping, then you have to say, when it's not looking good, why isn't it looking good? And if you just say, hey, you know what, it's still early, or they're obviously the better team. And in soccer, one of the stats that I always look at, you know, is the time of possession, shots on goal, things like that. If you go into Flash Score and you open up a game that's in play and you look at the statistics, you get a pretty good snapshot of who's controlling the game at that point.
Exactly. And like what I told you last week in the first half, that Watford was missing chance after chance, but they couldn't score. But all of a sudden in the second half, they just completely dominated. And then there was the other game with Real. I think Betis was playing Valencia. That was like even more higher odds. That the goal was scored with maybe 20 seconds left.
Yeah,
the goal.
Today, which is Thursday, so if you're listening to the show, it's long past. But our Aztecs were playing in the first game for them against Air Force, and they were down early a lot. They were down a lot of points. I want to see 6, 7, or 8 points. And at that point, I went to my joinuwager.com, and I took them to only have to win the game by 9.5. So they had to win by 10 or more. But they're given 17. So now I got them only given 10. Then they don't really kick it in gear. Now, the last 4 or 5 games, they have been a second-half team. They played sloppy, but when the games have been close at halftime, they've taken over the second half. Well, they do it again, but in the second half, they were given 11. So now you only have to win by 7. So whereas if you bet the Aztecs, and Spencer did, I saw the ticket, he got him minus 17. Well, I have him at -9.5, and I have him at -7. Same exact game, same exact team. You know what it's like? It's like one of those commercials for the hotels, for Trivago, when the one guy's checking in and his room's 129, and the other guy's room is 99 because he got it online.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. And now we're getting down to the nitty-gritty soon with NCAA, college basketball.
I reached out to the guys. I didn't have any guys that hit me up. It was just very recently. I gave them about an hour. Normally, I'll check in with them on Wednesday, but we were real busy this week. So what we're going to do is we're not going to really talk any NCAA basketball, but I will go ahead and put out the one play was today was Boise State, and they were underdogs. That was from Nick, and they were up at halftime. So, you know, I cashed the first half ticket on that one. But what we'll do is as we talk to guys throughout the weekend, we'll use that for our social media, and we'll kind of reference the show. So when we get back from break, we're going to be talking about some XFL because last week was a perfect example. Nothing but losers, but in the second half we get winners and all of a sudden you get some of that money back. And then we're also going to talk horse racing. Now, as you know, you said you didn't want to start until the Florida Derby.
Yeah.
This weekend is the Gotham, the Tampa Bay.
Oh, that's an interesting
Tampa Bay Derby and the San Felipe from Santa Anita. So we're going to cover those three as well when we get back. Sound like a plan?
Sound like a plan.
You're listening to Sports Betting Week.
Could this be a trap?
I always think everything could be a trap, which is why I'm still alive.
Just been a mistake. Give me my money back. No.
Are you using JoinUWager.com? When you win, your book should pay you fast, and JoinUWager.com does. It's as simple as that. Need a new book? Check out JoinUWager.com. Live action is the best way to win, and JoinJazzSports.com has the most lines. You'll have tons of team totals, first quarter parlays too. Jazz is offering things that other books won't. If you want more options to win, use Jazz Sports. JoinJazzSports.com.
Sports Betting Weekly.
You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I am Second Half Chaz. We're talking with Paolo. Now, Paolo, on your profile, it talks about your horse racing.
Yeah, I usually start from the Florida Derby. I do Del Mar, Saratoga. But in the winter, I don't really follow it. But this week, like you said, there's some preps. I haven't checked them out, but I might check them out because they are pretty good preps, especially the San Felipe and the Tampa Bay Derby. But the most important one, I think, is the Gotham, because usually horses that win the Gotham, which is a tough race, usually do well in the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, the New York horses tend to, they got the last race after the Gotham that kind of separates out the New York horses. And usually you'll get, you know, one of the top three or four horses is a New York horse. One's a Florida horse. One's a California horse. That's kind of how it works. And then maybe one's from Kentucky. Have you ever been to Saratoga?
No, Saratoga, no.
How far is it from where you are in Canada?
I think it's about an hour and a half. But the thing is, usually in the summer, because I'm mostly in Europe, so I don't have if I come back and forth, so my schedule is really compact. But the place that I want to go is Del Mar. That's the place.
Yeah, well, I've been to both, and they're both unique in their own world. I mean, at Saratoga, they literally tie horses up to trees. It's so rural. And that's why I knew it was fairly close to you, because it was far away from, it was a long drive when I had to go there from Connecticut. But yeah. Del Mar is Del Mar. There's something about being in the grandstand, watching the horse races, and also watching the surfers at the same time.
And the thing with Del Mar is that's one circuit that the horses pay. You could even get good prices in the show market. For some reason, the payments are good. Like if you
bombs.
Put $200-$300, yeah.
bombs,
yeah,
no
yeah,
doubt.
Exactly.
Del Mar is bombs.
Yeah, I mean if you put $300 on a horse on Del Mar and you pay $6 to show, you made your $900. You know, so that's why I like Del Mar, because it's bombs. It's all
my only ever 99-1 horse was a Del Mar race. And,
yeah, that's a track.
Yeah, and as you know, they only have two digits, so he actually was 104-1, but he won the race. And I'd never been more excited in a quieter venue than when your 104-1 horse wins. And I had him 20 across the board because I've been following him for three races. So I was going to bet 60 to win on him, and I chickened out. But so yeah, both of those racetracks are beautiful. But before we talk the horses, let's look at some XFL. Now, last week, for the first week, I used the data to look at the XFL games. And I liked all the favorites. I liked all the favorites. And the favorites ended up 1-3, yet I broke even because two of the three won the second half. So the L.A. was given 4.5. They came back and won the second half. Seattle-St. Louis game. St. Louis covered the first half, so I didn't touch that game in the second half. Houston-Dallas. Houston, not only did we hit the first half, we had the first half in the over, and they covered for the game because the other team threw an interception on the 4-yard liners. And then the very last game, we just took D.C. It was a pick'em game. We didn't think Tampa Bay was going to do anything. Tampa Bay won 25-0, and I think that is a perfect example of why it's just too early to be telling me you've got the XFL down. I just think if you're telling me that, you're lying to me.
Yeah, because I watched that game last week. I put it a little bit just to watch because I was all day watching the soccer and all that. So I put a little bit just to watch that D.C. game. I mean, D.C., the defenders, even though they started 2-0, they got no quarterback. That quarterback is horrible. I don't see this team going anywhere. What I saw, I mean, Tampa Bay now shutting them out. They couldn't score. They couldn't move the ball. And they made Tampa Bay's defense look like, I don't know what to say, but I was very disappointed with the defenders again. It's 2 weeks in a row now. They haven't delivered.
Yeah, and it's hard. It's hard when you don't have a quarterback that has the skills to throw the ball.
No. He doesn't have the skills. He definitely, their quarterback does not have the skills at all. I mean, his throws, interceptions, he's throwing short. There's guys open. He's not connecting. I mean, this is not a quarterback that, and I'm lucky I didn't bet that game. This is not a quarterback to put my money on. No.
Well, what are the trends? When you join sportsbettinglessons.com and you get access to our easysportsdata.com profile reports, one of the things I look for are trends. And here's DC's total points. First game, 31. Second game, 27. Third game, 9. Last week, 0. So they've gone down every single week. Yeah.
And the Red Blacks have been doing good.
Well, speaking of doing good, here's what I have in front of me. I have color. Now, with our data program, it's designed for preschools. Now, Paulo, do you remember being in preschool?
I don't think yet.
Yeah, most people don't really remember that far away, that long ago. It's preschool, for heaven's sake. But that's where you learn your numbers, and that's where you learn your letters, and that's where you learn your colors, and that's all this data is numbers and letters and colors. This week, we're just going to focus on the colors. What the colors tell me is when one team has done the same exact thing 75% or more. So it's three in a row or 80%, four out of five. So Houston, what do we know about Houston? Every single game has gone over in the first half. Every single game.
They've been scoring. They're steady.
What about Houston? New York. Every single game has gone under. Every single game. Dallas. Every single game has gone under. Now, New York's playing Dallas. Every single game has gone under. And I'm wondering what we've got for a point spread on that game this week. 37 is the over-under on that game.
Okay.
It's the lowest total on the board. Of all the four games, it's the lowest total. And if you've heard me, and you have for 6 years now, I believe that the highest total on the board and the lowest total on the board are always good bets if you think they can win, because the reason it's that low is because they couldn't go any lower or it would go lower. But at some point in time, if they don't keep the number, they won't get both sides of the action. That really is what the numbers are.
What's the spread on that game?
-7.5. Dallas is favored by -7.5 at home.
I think New York has a chance to cover that spread.
Well, if you look at every single one of the trends in those first two games, four teams, not one of the trends is for the side. They're all for the totals. Not one of these teams is consistent in winning or losing. But when we go to the second set of games, which is Sunday, St. Louis at D.C., Tampa at L.A., then we see a little bit different. Now, St. Louis, they lost their first game, but they've won three in a row. They have covered against the spread three in a row.
And they've scored a lot of points.
Where Tampa is the other way around. Tampa won the first week against the spread, and they haven't covered since.
And I haven't seen St. Louis this week. I don't think the defenders are going to beat them. I think that St. Louis is going to cover the spread. Based on what I've seen, the defenders, the way they've been playing, I just do not see how this team can bounce back.
If you believe in colors, you see that green trend, you're going to bet them. Same thing with Los Angeles. With Los Angeles, you've got three W's in the first half, and with Tampa Bay, you got three L's for the game. But again, you've got point spreads. Now, the point spreads aren't as high as they have been. The Seattle-Houston game is 12.5. And I'm telling you right now, with the way that they run their extra points, it changes point spreads. There's no doubt about it.
It does. It's an interesting league, this XFL.
Yeah.
Really interesting. But I'm anxious to see how the defenders do this week. Will they resort back to their winning ways? But without quarterback, I really don't see them. They might even lose.
Yeah, and that's the one thing about it is it's still so early. Because when I look at my data, what I like to look at is how have they done on the road? Well, when it comes to these teams, they've only played two games away or at home. Because it's still early. It's only the fifth week. So it's still a little too early for me to be hopping on anything. But I'll always usually come back with a team that won for me. And that Houston and over in the first half was a winner last week. I don't see why I wouldn't come back with it again this week. It's 46, so the over will be 23. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, and they scored. Houston does score. They've been consistent scoring points.
All right, so let's get back to the horse racing. Paulo, when was it that you first started following thoroughbred horse racing?
I started following thoroughbred horse racing when I was in Toronto. I had come to Europe from Europe, and I was in Toronto doing some business, and I went to Woodbine. So when I went to Woodbine, I started really getting into it. And I saw that thoroughbred horse racing is a craft that you have to master. You can make money from it, but you got to know your stuff. And I find that the jockeys are very, very important. They're winning percentage because the best jockeys get the best mounts. And you also got to watch horse physicality to see how that horse feels on that specific day, because the horse could be 2-5, but if he's not looking good, you got to watch the paddock. You got to watch paddock watching. It's very, very important. The body language of a horse tells you how he's actually feeling. And I go by that when I'm doing my handicapping.
There is nothing worse than having your money on a horse, and then when he gets on the track, he is soaking wet. Just sweating up a storm.
Yeah, I know. or when he's walking with his tail between his legs, like, you know, on the parade, and he doesn't look disinterested. And usually in Santa Anita, almost 85%, almost 90% horses that don't warm up before the race do not win races. The workout before the race, the warm up is the most important thing in horse racing. And especially the horses that warm up win more than the horses that don't warm up.
And you're right. You can see it in the way they're walking, in their step. You could see the energy level. You really can.
I mean, if I have a horse, if I see a horse and he's like a 4-5 favorite and he gets on the track, but he's not working out, he's not warming up, and he's just walking around, I'm not going to put my money on him. I want to see him working. If they're not working before the race, they're not going to run a good race. It usually happens sometimes, but most of the time you're just throwing your money.
And so last time we looked at a prep race, it was a couple weeks back, and what I did is I said, okay, I'm going to isolate the pick four leading up to that race. I hit three winners. I hit two exactas, but the third race, I missed out on a horse, and I could have used them, but I didn't, and that kind of happens. But it was a 3,000-to-1 pick four. Oh, it still hurts.
Wow, that really hurts. 3,000-to-1 pick four. Could you believe
that? I got it down to $48, and I isolated. And the horse that won, he had better class than a horse that I used, but the horse that I used had a better time. And there are some times where I can't decide, and I'll put in all five. But as you know, when you have five in a race on a pick four ticket, it's really hard to get it down to $48 unless you can single somebody.
It's true. And this week, I think, I don't know if this the Baffert horse is racing this week in the San Felipe, that he has that.
There's only seven horses running in the race.
Okay.
We'll see if Baffert has one. Bob Baffert has 1,000 words with Pratt, who has, you know, owns Santa Anita. And he's the 9-to-5 second choice behind Authentic with Van Dyke on him at 6-to-5, another Bob Baffert horse. So he's got the favorite, 4 and 5. Now, the way we're going to handle it is I don't get to race him for him until the day the show comes out. So there's no way that I'm going to be able to put my bets together. But I am going to isolate all three of these races. I'm not sure if you can bet a parlay. They used to have them where you could parlay one race to another race to another race.
I think they have show parlays.
Yeah, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to cover the 8th from Santa Anita. Now, that's 3 o'clock. The Gotham from New York is 2:42, and I would imagine that the race from Tampa Bay Derby, is probably around the same time as the Santa Anita race or the Gotham. I'll put them in that order, and I'll look at them in that order, and I'll post them online in that order, and I'll tag you so you'll know who I like. Here's what I do. I look to find four horses. I'm looking to win the superfecta. I'm looking to win the trifecta. I'm looking to hit an exacta. And I'm hoping that one of the horses I bet to win is the winner, because I'll cash the win ticket too. But I don't bet every single horse to win that I like. I only bet if they're 5-to-1 or more. And the reason is, it isn't worth it if they're less than 5-to-1. At that point, I'm hoping that one of the bigger prices fills out the exacta. Because if you've got a first and a third and a fourth, but you don't have the second horse, they don't pay any money.
And the thing is, in the San Felipe, I think that this week, Authentic, in order for Authentic to be considered a Derby contender and to go to the Derby, I look for this horse to run a big race. He has to prove himself. He's a proven horse. I don't know about the distance, but I really like this horse this week. And I think if I see him looking good on the track and everything, I'm going to put some money on him.
Well, this is a 1/16. The Gotham is a mile, and the 1/16 in Tampa Bay. So these are the races that are still 50 points for the winner for the Derby. And remember, the Derby has only 20 horses. And some years there's more than 20 horses that want to run, but they can't get in because they don't have the point.
They don't have the points.
All right. The Florida Derby that you were talking about in the last 3 weeks of the prep races, the races are 100 points to the winner, 40 to second. So it really is the races you want to win. You want to stay consistent in the San Felipe, but in the next race, the other prep race from California.
The Santa Anita Derby, the Florida Derby, that's the big, That's with the big boys. And
right,
this week,
exactly.
this year, Baffert is loaded. Baffert is loaded this year. He's got some horses that, we're talking.
The Florida Derby is 3 weeks from this week.
Yeah, 3 weeks.
And it's also the same day as the UAE Derby over there. And that usually, I think that winner is automatically gets into the Kentucky Derby. Following week is the Wood, the Bluegrass, and the San Anita. That's the big weekend. The big weekend is that weekend. The Wood, the Bluegrass, and the San Anita, because one of those horses is going to be your, that the Wood is, of course, New York. And that's the winner of the Gotham wins the Wood. He's going to be one of the favorites.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I totally agree. We're getting to racing season.
Yep. And then let's see. If we look at the race 10 from New York, the Gotham Stakes, the favorite is 3-1. There's a second horse is 4-1. The favorite is Mischievous Alex, and he's run some good races. Untitled is second choice. But Attachment Rate is 4-2. War Stoppers 5-1. Untitled 4-1. Montauk Traffic 6-1. This is a wonderful, wonderful betting race, especially if you're like me and you like the exotics. So we'll talk about that one as well.
I like Untitled. Untitled is a good horse. He has a good chance in there, and he's got value. If he gets the trip, he can hit the board.
Yep. And so let's look at the Derby from Tampa Bay. The favorite is number 6, Walk in Marrakesh, 3-1. The next choice is 7-2, New York Groove, and that's number 2. Number 3, 7-2, so he's 3.5-1. Your favorite's 3-1. There's a 5-1 and a 6-1. 8-1, 8-1. There's a few bombs. And that's what I'm looking for. A horse that's 15-30-1 that I say, you know what? This horse shouldn't be 15-30-1. And he runs second. And that's where I win all my money.
And Tampa Bay is a track where a bomb could come out. But usually horses that win the Tampa Bay Derby don't do very well in the Kentucky Derby.
Well, no, of course, they still have to run in the Florida Derby next, and that is a different racetrack. It's a different racetrack.
Yeah, that's completely different. You see, in Florida, the Florida Derby, that's where the horses, you can really see who's who and all that. So we're getting close to betting season.
Yeah, and I'm excited. Like I said, I'll have those three races, and I have the same kind of system where I bet, again, the Exacta Box, big, a little bit on the try box, because it's easier to hit two in a row than it is to hit three. And then, of course, I always have the super just in case they run 1, 2, 3, 4, and they've done it. I won two or three of them recently. And then I'll always have, of the four horses, any of them that are over 5-1, I'm going to have them to win as well. Because if they win and I don't get a second, well, then at least I'm paying for that race. It's a free bet.
There you go.
And it really is. It's a sports betting lessons horse racing tip. It, how to bet is just so much more important sometimes than who you bet.
And me and the horses, what I like to do is I like to put like a couple of hundreds on a horse in the place market. That's what I like.
Yeah.
I usually bet on the, I don't look for.
Well, I was going to say, I have a great memory from Saratoga. We did a show pool. And it was
fun. Yeah, the show pool, yeah.
We went up with five guys, and we all pitched in like $20, and we put $100 a show on a guy, and we just kept going and going and going, and we hit like five in a row. We each walked away with like $80 each or something.
Yeah, well, and now show, if you really look at it, show parlays are becoming popular now, because if you start off at 200 and you hit four show parlays, one by one by one by one, there you go, you made money.
And but, like you said, all you need to do is catch a break, because even if the favorite is third, but the two horses in front of them are bombs, then you get a big price for the favorite.
There you go. Yeah, show parlays are starting to, I like them. I really like them.
So that's where we're at. We have the conference championships. It's really a big deal. They're this week. They're going to set some teams up to get into the tournament that upset their conference and knock other people out. We've got XFL week 5, which means we've got some data. We don't have a full set of data for home and a full set of data for away, but we're getting there. And we cashed some tickets last week, so we're okay with that. And then, of course, we've got three horse races, and there's nothing better than a day at Del Mar watching some horses.
I know, and we'll do. And I'll give you a hockey pick I like this week. I haven't seen the line, but I think that the Florida Panthers with the Montreal Canadiens, I see goals in that game.
So that would be an over.
Yeah, I like the over. Over 5.5.
There
I think they're going to score. Florida's like pretty good. Montreal, not very good defensively. But I see goals in this game. But hockey's hard to handicap until the playoffs start.
That's again, it really is. So many games. You know, it's like basketball. There's so many games. But if you can catch a team that is, you know, can score, and they're playing a team that defense is lacking, and they've got the goals there, you can get those goals quick. And that's what we'll hope for Saturday night.
Yeah, let's hope so.
All right, anything else before we go, my man?
No, I think we covered enough.
We'll be taking a note, pad and paper to your soccer picks, and really that's what you got to do with you. You give out so many of them, and those names are so hard, especially the Dutch teams. Those Netherlands teams, I don't know how you pronounce them, man.
No, the Netherlands this week is, I think these are very good betting games this week in the Netherlands. I think I'm going to go 2-3-0 in there.
Perfect. All right, so we'll talk to you next week. You've been listening to Sports Betting Weekly. I'm Second Half Chaz. Check out sportsbettinglessons.com, and we'll talk to you next time.